Welcome to the Advanced Level of Neat podcast, the series that shows how people and creations influence and shape our world as humans. Improve your everyday conversations with Neat podcast. And for transcripts and extra materials, visit our website at www.neeklearning.ir.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Neat Podcast, where we explore the way people influence and shape how we see things. My name is Milad, and today we're going to talk about a powerful and often sneaky tool called propaganda. Specifically, we'll look at how it can make us see others as less human and persuade us to agree with certain ideas. Propaganda is a word that's used to describe something that's filled with meaning. It's a tool people use to make us think a certain way, create opinions, and sometimes even make us dislike people who are different from us. But how does it do that? Well, at its core, propaganda deceives our feelings, biases, and unfair judgments. It tells a story that makes complicated things seem simple and makes the people who don't agree with us look really bad. One of the scariest things about propaganda is how it can make us forget that other people are human too. Whether there's a war, political arguments, or disagreements in society, propaganda uses hurtful words and pictures to make people on the other side seem less than human. When that happens, it's easier for people to treat them badly and be cruel. History has a lot of examples of propaganda being used to make people seem less human. It's been used in wars to make the other side look like monsters, or in politics to make people with different ideas seem really bad. And when this happens, it gets people to support bad things. Propaganda doesn't just change how we see things, it can also change how we act. When propaganda makes us see others as not quite human, we stop caring about their feelings, and that can lead to discrimination, violence, and even really terrible things like genocide. It shows how powerful words and pictures can be in shaping what we think is okay. Now, let's look at how propaganda does this. It often uses words that make people seem like they're not really human, reducing them to just labels or stereotypes. And it also uses pictures like cartoons or altered images to make those ideas even stronger. But who's responsible for this? Well, it's all of us. When we're bombarded with propaganda that makes others look bad, we need to think carefully about what we're seeing and hearing. Unfortunately, sometimes our own unfair judgments and the desire to fit in with our group can make us forget that others are human too. So, can we do something to stop this manipulation? Yes, we can. Through education, thinking carefully, and showing empathy to others. By recognizing when propaganda is being used, asking questions, and trying to understand what others think, we can resist seeing them as less human and make our society kinder. It's our job to stand up against this kind of hurtful propaganda. We can do that by talking openly, being understanding, and helping others become better at understanding the media they see. Let's try to see the humanity in every person, even if they have different beliefs or backgrounds. As we finish today's look into how propaganda makes us see others as less human, remember that being aware of this trick is like having armor against it. By knowing how it works, asking questions, and being empathetic, we can try to build bridges between people instead of putting up walls. Thank you for joining me on the Neat Podcast. Until next time, let's keep searching for the truth. And let's end our journey today with this beautiful poem from the famous Persian poet Sari Shirazi. Human beings are all part of one big family. In the grand scheme of things, we're all one entity. If one of us is hurting, it affects us all. So let's show compassion and humanity, we shall call.
Thank you.